So you heard the gospel. Today the disciples find themselves back in Galilee trying to figure out what to do next. Peter believes that getting back to his usual routine is the best way to put life and the events of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection into perspective. So he decides to go fishing, back to the work he had done before Jesus had walked into his life. So off Peter goes, with the disciples tagging along. They fish all night without a catch, and one can only imagine the conversation on the boat, just trying to process the events of Easter and what their next tasks might be. And as dawn breaks, they spot someone standing on the shore, and he calls out to them, "Hey guys, have you caught anything to eat?" When they tell him no, the stranger tells them to cast their net on the right side of the boat. So they decide to humor the stranger, giving them directions from the shore, and to their amazement, they catch more fish than their net can hold. And John cries out, "It is the Lord." And Peter, ever the impulsive one, jumps overboard to swim ashore. And what a sight awaits him. It's a sight intimate and familiar, the kind missed deeply by anyone who has known grief. For grief-stricken Peter and friends, a meal is provided. Life is restored in the breaking of the bread. The charcoal fire, the fish, the bread, "Come and eat," Jesus says. And none of them dare to say anything. Perhaps they didn't want the moment to end. They are together again. And then after breakfast, the miracles continue as Jesus takes Peter aside to untangle their relationship. Jesus begins the conversation by asking Peter if he loves him more than the other disciples. Peter humbly says, "Lord, you know that I love you." Twice more, this exchange takes place. The three repetitions also remind us of the three times Peter denied Jesus in the courtyard of the high priest. In that scene, Peter rejected any connection with Jesus. And here by the lake that day, Jesus heals Peter's threefold denial by drawing from Peter a threefold expression of love. Peter, who had wept when he realized that he had betrayed his master, responds by saying, "Lord, you know that I love you." My friends, by allowing himself to be fed by the source of love, Jesus, Peter experiences forgiveness, renewal, and the empowerment to be able to extend that love to others. It's a moment of recreation and resurrection for Peter. Could there be a more beautiful moment than this? You know, I think a lot of times we slip into the past when the present is too painful. I also think a lot of times we are so busy and so focused on our own struggles and issues that we often miss seeing Jesus and acknowledging his presence with us. And Jesus went out of his way to offer the disciples various proofs of his resurrection, that he is real and not just a spirit or a ghost. And in this third appearance to the disciples, Jesus prepared a breakfast and ate with them. Just an ordinary, everyday task. It's as if Jesus himself was saying, "Find me in the everyday. Find me in the ordinary. Find me within yourself and within those around you. Brothers and sisters, I suppose that in a way, we've pretty much done the same. Over the last couple of weeks, we've remembered and celebrated the story of the last days of Jesus, his suffering, death, and resurrection. And now we've gone back to our day-to-day routine, whether we're working or going to school, whether we're unemployed or retired. We've gone back to the ordinariness of our lives, to business as usual. So we gather to celebrate this third Sunday of Easter and continue to celebrate the fact that Jesus has conquered the forces of death, denial, hatred, and fear. Jesus, the risen one, comes back after the horror of Holy Week, after the brutality of Good Friday, after the rolling back of the stone of Easter morning, and only wants to know one thing. Do you love me? Jesus didn't ask, how are you doing? Are you following my ways? Are you checking on the orthodoxy of the other followers? How many have you converted? Or what results can you point to? Jesus simply says, do you love me? And just as he did with Peter, Jesus looks into our eyes and our hearts and asks each one of us, do you love me? We might nervously respond, well, sure, Jesus. And he asks again, but do you love me? And we might say, well, yes. Wasn't that what I just said? Jesus doesn't tire of hearing of our love. And so he asks again, do you love me? Yes, Lord, we love you. Even if we don't always show it, we love you. And as he told Peter, he tells us, then show me your love. Do something with your love for me. Care for others. Tend to others' needs. Feed others' hungers. If you love me, follow me. Take a stand for the unborn, the refugee, the overlooked, the hungry, the homeless, the elderly. These things will sometimes take us where we don't want to go. But if done in the spirit of the risen Jesus, they will lead to rejoicing. My friends, in looking beyond the failure of Peter and the disciples who abandoned him, the risen Jesus renews his call to them and to us to become fishers of humanity, to seek renewal rather than condemnation, to rejoice in reconciliation rather than to moralize on the sins of the past, and to accept one another as brothers and sisters. On the shores of our lives, if you will, Jesus stands watching over us, calling us to draw near to him, asking us if we love him. And as he did for the disciples on the shore, he offers us his word, his counsel, his wisdom. Hang in there. Try again. Try fishing from the other side of the boat. Just try. At these tables of word and sacrament, the Lord Jesus not only feeds us, he nourishes us with his life, with his word, and with his body and blood. Even if we've already forgotten the story of his suffering and death, the sacrifice of the cross is offered for us here on this Eucharistic table. His body broken again for us. His blood poured out again for us. My friends, here in this sacred place, Jesus stands on the shores of our lives and asks each of us, do you love me? And we tell him, yes, Lord, we love you. And Jesus invites us, come, come. walk by my side, go where I go, feed, nourish, serve, and care for those we meet along the way. Then care for one another, and come and follow me. Amen.
Amen.